The person joining us now did go around pretty foot perfect. Avebury and Nireo, Andrew Nicholson, so close to that Rolex Grand Slam. Commiserations on not winning the big one. I know how much that meant to you, but when you reflect on these 4 days and what you've done in these last week and a bit, it's been pretty special by any standards, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a real exciting weekend, and you know, really pleased with my horses. Very, very proud of them both. Yeah, you know, I think the way they've gone is what I expected them to do. Would have been nice to win a badminton and the Rolex Grand Slam, but it wasn't to be. But I'm going home very happy. You know, I did my best, and to be honest, it's been a real buzz to be part of the razzmatazz that goes with the Grand Slam. And you know, I'm just pleased that I played my part right to the end for the sport. You know, what it's doing back in New Zealand with the media before Jock won is unbelievable. You know, now that he's won, is going to lift it no end.
And lifting it in this country as well. But when you came into the final day, and when you had that really good round, that final show jumping, you were forced to go in the show jumping, 40.2, you knew you needed to go clear just to keep the pressure up, didn't you? The gas burner at 10.
It's not rocket science. Yeah. You know, when the scores are close and you've got a bunch of very top riders, even Sandra, who jumped just in front of me, jumped clear, you know, just to remind me that you can't even have a time fault because I'll overtake you kind of thing. Yeah, it's what we do it for. And I was just lucky to have a horse like Nireo that I've relied on at a lot of other big events to do the job, and he seems to thrive on it.
And I think your reaction told a thousand stories at the end. I mean, you loved the crowd. You gave it plenty of whooping and hollering, didn't you?
That's called payback. William gave it to me yesterday before I went in the start box on the cross country. He finished.
He finished
his round and did the same thing, except I was already in the arena about to walk in the star box, and for 5 minutes, Nireo pulled my arms out. So
We did notice that. Matt and I did notice that at the time. Matt is with me, so.
I think William came. Yeah,
so that, and it was, and then in the show jumping, he knew what was going on. He was slow.
I might not be the sharpest tool in the box, but I don't miss nothing.
We know that, Andrew. So we actually alluded to that in commentary as well, that what was going on exactly at that moment. So for you though, obviously once you saw Jock had gone clear, did you then think? Were you watching that final round thinking Michael Jung's got this? What were you thinking coming to as a rider's perspective? When Michael was riding to that final fence?
I thought he was going a little bit too forward. The horse had jumped immaculately all the way around, but you know, here at Badminton, the arena's not flat. It's not an all-weather surface, and there is a downhill run from the second last to the last fence. It's part of the competition here. That's what makes it different to a lot of other places.
And as a man who knows Jock, you talked about already that it's going absolutely ballistic back in New Zealand with what he's achieved. How talented a rider do you think he is?
Well, yeah, he's one of the best. He's young, and yet he's got a very wise, experienced attitude to it all, and he learns from his mistakes. He had a rail down in Po, which let me win that 4-star with Nireo. He went into the show jumping in front of me and ended up finishing second. He then went to train with Michael Jung for a month.
It's an added twist to what's happened.
And look what's happened. You know, that sort of shows our sport. When you get an Olympic champion, Michael Jung, takes, you know, a young rider who's threatening him in his position for a month's training, and then they go and beat him at the biggest event in the world.
And for you, is this the most memorable badminton?
It's you know, I'm going home feeling like I've done my job very properly. My horses have, and I've been beaten by two very, very good riders and two very good horses.
Are you going to sleep well now, or when you were on the road then this week to some other show?
So they're at Aston the Walls on Wednesday with intermediates and novice, so the real work.
That's the treadmill. But I tell you what, you'll still reflect on these as special. This event, we missed it last year, but you were glad you were back here.
Oh, yeah, it's lovely coming here, and the buzz of it all. It's
Andrew, you've made it a very memorable Badminton Horse Trust. Thank you very much for joining us on Radio Badminton. I know all the fans here have really enjoyed watching you give a masterclass, not any at all stages this week. Thank you very much.
I can assure them I enjoyed doing it in front of them.
Thank you. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Andrew Nicholson.